and 1360 AM, along with Southern Season, present Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper. Listen over the next 30 minutes as Jay White and Liz Cooper present the Chapel Hill Carrboro community with insights from the world of culinary, local and national farming, and so much more. Side Dish is brought to you by Southern Season, Chapel Hill's landmark gourmet emporium. Great for local gifts and delicious favorites. Visit them online at southernseason.com. And now, here's your host, Jay White and Liz Cooper, with Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper. And Liz, who's sitting around the table with us today?
We have some fantastic guests today. I'm really excited to have Lenora Evans and Eliza Kraft-Olander. And they're here to talk about the Triangle Wine Experience. I think right off the bat, we really need to sort of let people know what the Triangle Wine Experience is, when it got started, what was the sort of inspiration behind it. So I'll let you, Lenora, want to start talking about how this all got started.
Absolutely. 21 years ago, actually, the Triangle Wine Experience had its birth, and it was as modest as every other wine event probably in this country. It started in somebody's backyard with a box of wine, and I think they actually did pull paintings off the wall of the home and auctioned those as well. So sooner than later, they had to move out of people's homes and into public facilities. But through the years, it's been it's moved from iteration to iteration. I think that in the early days, it was actually sponsored by the local Medic Women's Auxiliary. And truly, it was a bring-your-own-dish kind of thing. But it was always for the benefit of the Frankie Lemon School for children with special needs in Raleigh. And as time went on, actually, Michael Olander and his then-wife, Eliza, were the main benefactors and certainly the dream people of the Triangle Wine Experience. And it was their beginning that they really had a vision of a wonderful regional wine experience that our area could be proud of, and again, still for the benefit of the children at Frankie Lemon. So as we've moved forward, Michael was the chair for many years, and then as time moved on, Eliza has taken the helm. And it's been an amazing 10 years. These past 10 have really been growing years, years that have, I think, stunned us all in terms of the depth and breadth of the experience itself. And we are a three-day wine event. We began on Thursday, February 6th, and we have 30 dinners throughout the Triangle at the restaurants that we certainly believe are top restaurants, and we have winemakers here from all over the world. And these are dinners that are matched with wines. I think all of our restaurants really take tremendous pride.
So you match the winery. Do you guys actually make that choice of matching the winery with the restaurant?
Yeah, we do. Actually, there's a committee of us that accomplish that together. It's the co-chairs of the Triangle Wine Experience and Lenora.
How does the fundraising part get in? Obviously, the wines are donated. Yes?
Wines are all donated.
And
you think about how that occurs in Raleigh, North Carolina, mm-hmm. when you have people from all over the world that are willing to come here and really donate every drop of wine that is poured for the entire weekend, plus add bottles and experiences for our auction.
So the food part.
Does
the ticket price 100% go to the foundation? Or?
No. Part of the ticket price goes to the restaurant for mm-hmm. food costs and for wait staff. And the rest of it goes to Frankie Lemon.
So it's still quite a donation from the restaurant as well.
It's a huge donation. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. a huge donation because not only are they donating that to us, they're not seating people that are paying, you know, normal prices in their restaurant and buying wine, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So many of the restaurants actually close
right.
for that particular night. That's a big ask of anybody.
Yeah.
And
it's wonderful. You
that
guys
they do that is
really
incredible.
You have a great group of restaurants. I've had the pleasure of doing a couple of the dinners over the last few years, and they are, as you said, they're fabulous and really well done, and it is quite a it's quite a donation. I think it speaks very highly of the community at large.
Absolutely.
That they do this.
So when do the chef and the winemaker, do they start planning together via emails and stuff long before this event?
Well, you know, they do it different ways. Some of the winemakers already know the restaurants, and so there might be some individual personal interaction regarding that. But to be quite honest, either a bottle is sent to the chef or tasting notes of those wines from the winemaker are sent to the chef. And then the chef looks at what that wine is and creates a course around that particular wine. And to be quite honest, it's amazing how many times it's spot on that right. They do an excellent job of pairing. Mm-hmm.
These are obviously eminently talented people.
Absolutely.
So it's a great opportunity. If somebody wants to, I mean, obviously there's some wonderful dinners, and let's say tomorrow somebody is listening to this and they want to sign up, how would they go about looking for these dinners?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.twenc.org. And it'll just unfold for you. It's a wonderful array of restaurants, and one in particular, and the reason that I thought of it was is Oakleaf, which is a relatively new restaurant out
in my hometown.
Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the different kinds of things that will happen at this dinner is we have Domaine Druin and Domaine
Duran. So, you know, Liz, as you know, United States, and one's Oregon, and one's France.
That's right.
So it's almost like, well, let's do a side-by-side and see how those do. So that's an interesting
concept. That is going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard so many wonderful, we have many people from Pittsburgh that are just lined up at the door. So we hear that. We don't think that anything's going to happen to Oakleaf anytime soon.
Yeah, and that's great because it really brings in a whole other community into
Absolutely.
The event. You know, I mean, we talk about the Triangle, but there's so many small communities in and around the area. It's wonderful that you're able to bring all that together.
So we're coming up on a break, so we're going to be back in a minute, and we need to find out about the auction and some of the other chefs that are participating. So you're listening to Side Dish on WCHL. We'll be right back.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, presented by Southern Season in Chapel Hill, online at southernseason.com. And now, back with more Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper.
Well, we're back here on Side Dish. I'm Liz Cooper, and I'm here with Jay White, and we have been talking with Lenora Evans and Eliza Kraft-Olander about the Triangle Wine Experience and the Frankie Lemon Foundation. I think it's important that we touch on exactly who is benefiting from this incredible event. So, Lenora, why don't you tell us a little bit about the foundation?
The Frankie Lemon Foundation actually is the financial arm of the Frankie Lemon School and Developmental Center, which is a school for children with special needs age 3 to 6. And all of the therapy, all of the educational needs that these children have are met at the Frankie Lemon School. And these children come to us through a partnership with the Wake County Public School System, and they are selected based on need and the ability to be able to communicate. We are a whole language program, and our children generally come to us nonverbal, and many times with many other disabilities as well. And we work with them as an interface. In North Carolina, we have a law that actually states that children that have been identified by age 3 can have a place in school. And so we actually begin school with children with special needs at age 3 in North Carolina. Nice. Frankie Lemon is a non-tuition organization that actually provides every thing that the children need. And we have to raise a lot of money to make that happen. And that's the reason that the Triangle Wine Experience has been probably the greatest gift that our organization has ever had.
What is the connection with the actual the name Frankie Lemon? Is that the founder of the school? Is it?
That was the first child that attended Frankie Lemon, and his daddy was the minister at Hudson Memorial Presbyterian Church. And at that time, which was in the late 40s, actually, children were beginning to go to kindergarten, and there was no kindergarten for children with special needs. And the church, in response to this family's need, actually started Frankie Lemon School, and that's how it got its name.
So it has been around for quite some time.
Absolutely. Okay. Frankie Lemon is the oldest preschool and kindergarten in Wake County for children with special needs.
That's wonderful. So, Eliza, can you give us a little bit of background as to, I mean, you could be a donor or a benefactor to really any charity that you please. So why is this one so near and dear to your heart?
Well, you know, for me, the hook was wine, obviously. You know, that was the original
hook. I'm right there with
you. Yeah, exactly.
It's my hook as well.
The thing about it, though, is that is your hook, and that's what you first see when you start going to the Triangle Wine Experience or doing anything really with Frankie Lemon. And then, of course, you meet the children and their families. And, you know, then it's all over because, you know, what I like to say to people, and because I'm asked this question all the time, why Frankie Lemon? Why the Triangle Wine Experience? Why do you put your time and your money into an organization such as this? And that's a valid question. And for me, it's really important that people understand when I see these children and I see these families, they remind me of my humanity.
Right.
They remind me of how much good there is. I call them God's gift to us because they teach us how to be happy. They teach us how to be joyful. And their parents teach us how to cope with very difficult situations mm-hmm. with grace. And that's why you couldn't tear me away from.
And I think that's the perfect explanation. I know you have the opportunity for the winemakers and chefs to have breakfast with these children. And I've been to a couple of them, and I'm telling you,
it's life-changing.
It is life-changing to have those little hands reach up and give you a gift. And whether they're speaking in sign language or verbalizing, you look into their eyes and you really see everything. So I think that's a wonderful explanation. And I think it's certainly a worthy of your time and efforts, and I think you guys have done a wonderful job.
We also make sure that the winemakers meet the children. Every year, and that's how I think that we're very successful in having what we would call a repeat customer coming back year after year after year.
Because they see what you're doing.
And they're invested.
Right.
And
let's talk about some of your repeat offenders.
Oh, yeah. I love that because, you know, that's so true. But, you know Jim Clendenin obviously
Absolutely.
Is a repeat offender all the time. We love him dearly.
I'm not
very
sure whether
generous.
It's repeat or offender, which one
yeah,
we're talking about.
We like them both. Another person that's a huge cheerleader for us is Pam Starr from Crocker and Starr. Pax and Pam Maley from Pax and Wingap. Steve Reynolds from Reynolds Family. Mm-hmm. That's just to name a few. And if I've left anybody out, I really apologize for
that. Well, there's
that
a long list.
There's a very long list. But these are, and Jasmine Hirsch of Hirsch Vineyards. Mm-hmm. Hourglass, Audra Chapman. These are our cheerleaders. They're constantly out in other parts of the United States talking about us in Raleigh, North Carolina, and encouraging their friends to come, encouraging their customers to come and their acquaintances, which is pretty amazing.
So I know that you have a really good friend and colleague that has really been steadfast with you and a local chef and celebrity, if you will. So why don't we talk a little bit about Ashley?
Ashley Christensen, oh yes. She is our goddess mother of food. She is also one of the co-chairs. So Hank Schutemaker from the Angus Barn, yes. Ashley Christensen from Poole's Diner, myself, and Jeff Roberts, a local lawyer, actually chair the Triangle Wine Experience. So that sort of takes in food and beverage and then, you know, the periphery of people and donations.
Wonderful.
But we have some great wineries coming, so you really need to take a look at it.
So speaking of donations, can you give us a sneak peek on what's going to be auctioned off?
Absolutely. You know, we have two cases of 1966, 76, and 86 Bordeaux's,
oh dear,
which somebody from Nashville donated for us, which is great. We have a mixed case of Verite, which it's probably got my name on it. And then we, speaking of Jasmine Hirsch, she has set up with Julian Van Winkle of Pappy Van Winkle Bourbon, a personal tour of Buffalo Trace, and then a wine dinner with Ed Lee afterwards at 610 Magnolia with Hirsch and Hourglass Vineyards.
I wish you all the luck. This sounds like a fabulous foundation, and you deserve all the success that you can have. A wonderful cause. Thank you both for coming today. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You're listening to Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper, presented by Southern Season. Now, back to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
So welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Jay, and Liz is here. And Liz, we have to ask our guests our questions. But before we do that, you have a point of information.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that we covered the schedule just a little bit more detail. So just to keep in mind, on the Thursday night, which is the 6th, is all of the wine dinner. So you can pick and choose the ones that are available, definitely February 6th. On February 7th, which is Friday, is the Sip and Shop Around Town. And again, that schedule is on the website. And that's with the winemakers. You can go around and sample the wines and purchase. And then most importantly, Saturday, February 8th, is the gala. And that's the night to be there. There is a silent auction, a live auction, there's dancing, there's food from several of the restaurants. It's definitely a must-see. So www.twenc.org. Definitely check it out. So let's get you on the hot seat.
So, Eliza.
Yes.
If you could go to a dinner party and be seated between two people of your choosing, alive or dead, famous, not so famous, who would those two people be to make
this
your dinner
conversation? Thanks for asking me that question, because I really want somebody to hear this, two people to hear this, my mother and my son.
Oh,
that's great.
Wonderful.
Where I would want to be, always.
Okay. All right, Lenora.
And I think that I share a little of Eliza's interest in that son, because I have one as well. And the other person that I would like on the other side would be my future husband. And we're still interviewing for that position. So.
All right, all you single men out there.
You've been warned.
You've been warned. Interviews are happening.
All right. Thank you again, ladies.
But we have good wine that we can serve while the interviews are occurring.
I can attest. Right. These ladies are a lot of fun. So thank you so much for coming. This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
Liz, I got to ask you. I was walking through your office the other day, and I saw some very provocative bottles of champagne. What is all that about?
Well, we are getting ready for Valentine's Day at the store, and we have some wonderful items. The bottle that you saw is the Jean-Paul Gaultier. It's the Piper Heidsieck Jean-Paul Gaultier edition, and it's the very end of production of these wines. So they're beautiful champagne in a red bustier, and they will be online only. They'll be web only because there was such a small amount available. So look for those on our website, www.southernseason.com.
Classy red with black lace up. I mean,
it
really took me by surprise, but it would be the perfect gift for the right person.
Absolutely. And of course, if you're not familiar with Jean-Paul Gaultier, he is quite the famous French designer. He's done dresses for Madonna. I believe he did a line for Chanel. Just incredible, incredible designer.
So that, like you said, that's an online-only special. What can they find in the store if they happen to drop
we've
by?
We've got some great things. We're running a special on the Demoiselle from Laballe, which is a beautiful bottle of wine that is 100% Gros Monsang, and it comes with a neck hanger of our locally made Moonstruck chocolates. So what a great addition to give to your Valentine. We also have some wonderful sparkling Malvasia that we'll have called Gili, and that is we're matching up with some dark chocolates. So lots and lots of things to come.
So
look
you
at.
See the trend here, folks? Chocolate and wine, chocolate and wine. Liz is all about
I'm
chocolate
all about
and
chocolate
wine.
Chocolate and wine. It's a, and of course, there's flowers too. So we must mention those.
But we can help you make your Valentine's evening very special. So.
Absolutely. Anything that you want to do, we can certainly make it happen.
Okay. Well, thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Tune in again next week for another edition.